It is time now for the Kids Question of the Week, our Kids Q segment designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children alike. It's a great way to start an interesting conversation, not just with the child in your life, but also any of your friends and family, too. And for today's round of Kids Q, I am joined in the studio by Allie Evans and Jack Carmichael, two wonderful and incredibly important members of the 97.9 The Hill team and family. Guys, thanks so much for joining me for this week's Kids Q.
What a nice intro. Thank you.
Very complimentary.
Yes, I like to be effusive. I mean, I appreciate you guys coming on. I, of course, appreciate the work that you guys do, and we want to make sure the community knows what great work you guys are doing, too, here at the station. So,
thanks, Brighton.
Thank you, Brighton.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and hop right into today's Kids Q, this week's Kids Q, I should say. Today's question is, if you had to wear the same thing for the rest of your life, what would you wear? I'm guessing in terms of just like outfits, how that would work. And not gonna lie, with a potential ice storm coming up in the community potentially later tonight, I have been thinking about this in the last 24 hours of like, all right, if my power goes out, what exactly am I wearing for the next little bit?
Gosh.
And
yeah. And
would be okay to wear during that stretch. Allie is deep in thought in this one, so I'm going to turn to you, Jack. Any things that immediately spring to mind?
Well, I think the answer to this question is a little easier for me as a man, just because it's probably more acceptable for me to not look great. So all I need to be worrying about is comfort.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
So I'm going straight to those cargo pants that unzip at the knee.
Oh, practical.
In case I want to transition into shorts.
Oh, that is a smart move. That is a smart move. Okay. And what's the top look like with those cargo pants? Are you going like layers, or are you going with a shirt that has utility purposes too?
I mean, it's going to be, it's going to be utility, but it also maybe fashion a little bit. If you're a gentleman with a button-up shirt with a front pocket, you got some utility right there.
Yeah.
But if it's tucked in, you're formal. If it's tucked out, everyone knows you're down to party. So, you know, I can have a little bit of leeway with that sort of outfit.
Okay.
I think.
I like that.
Multiple situations.
Yeah,
I can wear.
Yeah. And then you can go layers on top of those as well, which I think is
right.
Key. What's your footwear situation? Just like some all-purpose sneakers?
My problem is that my footwear situation right now isn't great.
Ah.
So, yeah, sneakers is what I would probably do.
Find a pair that like rides the line between they can be casual, but they also can work with if you're dressing up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be tough to find something that, you know, if you need to go like hiking or anything along those lines that work, but sneakers would kind of work in that way. It would be better than wearing like dress shoes on a hike. So
yeah, definitely.
I'm with you there. I think my stuff would be along those lines. I'd probably go long sleeve shirt, maybe long sleeve t-shirt, because then you could do a layer over it, just like pop on a blazer or something like that, and it would look a little bit better, but you could roll up the sleeves during the summer.
That's a great point.
You saying the zip-off cargo pants made me think of like the tearaway basketball pants
yes.
that you would wear during like that teams wear during warm-ups and have shorts underneath. I don't know if that'd be cheating, but that might be what I'd do, although then it'd be like a lot of layers of having to wear the shorts underneath the pants all the time. But yeah,
yeah.
I'm probably with you in terms of that's what I would go with. And then like I am a big fan of ball caps. I don't think you can go wrong with a ball cap. So that would be part of the outfit too, just so I'd always be prepared hot weather, rainy weather, anything like that. Keep my head covered.
Yeah.
Allie, have you had some sufficient time to?
You guys are so generous to give me so much time to think of my answer, because I think my face immediately ran through my entire closet. So my first instinct would be to pick an outfit that I feel really confident in.
Yes.
Right. Which is very important, but I feel like wearing the same pair of jeans and the same shirt or sweater that you feel good in would eventually be like eating pizza every day. Even though it's really good, you would definitely get sick of it.
Sure.
So then my thought went to, okay, I have to wash this every day. So it's definitely, or almost every day. It's like, it's got to be some durable fabric. That's super important because it can't get worn down because you have to clean it all the time.
See, my mind went to a different place. My mind went like, your entire closet is just this outfit. Like you have multiple pairs of these clothes.
Okay.
But
see,
this is also a good point. Yeah, that's
I
didn't even think about that. I didn't even think about that.
Well,
that's a good point.
Right.
Yeah,
it's another parameter, though.
So what else? What else?
I mean, I'm thinking it has an elastic waistband for sure.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like not too form fitting because you don't know how your body's gonna change, and you want to feel good in it and confident in it. I think I have to give the answer of jeggings because, and I'm so ashamed that this is my answer, but. Like, they're comfortable, they stretch to fit you, and they can actually be dressed up, like, into a nice-looking, presentable outfit.
Sure.
I really hope my mom doesn't hear this, because she's going to be so ashamed that I picked jeggings. but, yeah, it's definitely that, and, like you were saying, like, a light, flowy, not form-fitting long-sleeve shirt. I know that's a really boring and practical answer, but my first thought was, like, oh, my wedding dress, because that would make me happy to look at every day. But then I was like, man, that thing was heavy. I don't want to wear that every day.
Right.
And then, like, what if my, you know, what if I expand or get smaller? And then, so you need something that's prepared for that. So I'm going stretchy waistband, jeggings.
Here's a bit of a twist on the question. And Jack, I don't know if this might ring any bells for you being a UNC student, as because we were at Carolina at the same time.
That's right.
Do you know the kid who always dresses in yellow? His entire
outfit is entirely
yellow. His car is yellow. His hair is yellow.
Yeah.
And there were some articles done on him as he went to UNC, and he was just like, I do this because it takes out any stress of having to worry about what I'm wearing or really how I look, because I know that everything matches. So if you guys had to choose a single color to wear for the rest of your life with outfits, what do you think it would be?
Ooh.
Black.
I feel like that's the easiest answer, right?
It's hard to not say black.
Yeah, I feel like if you chose, like, your favorite, like, my favorite color is pink. I feel like if I got, like, 8 days in on the pink thing, I
would be
horribly
done.
Regret it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to Johnny Cash and wear black every day forever.
Black is an excellent choice. I'm more of a blue person, so I think I would go with, like, a navy.
I was going to say navy, too.
Navy, because then it's similar to black.
It accomplishes the same thing as black, right? Like, it's flattering.
But it also matches Carolina colors.
It's got to match the Argyle.
It fits in a little well with that, too. Well, thank you both for your answers. This was a great question. And if you're driving around or at home sharing a snack, ask your child or someone in your life the same question and see where the conversation goes. If you have any great answers, we'd love to see them. Be sure to share them on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with us. Just tag at WCHL Chapelboro using the hashtag KidsQ. Jack Carmichael, Allie Evans, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.